Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, it's 7 minutes after 2 o'clock. You are listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA Radio. I am Lynn Hayes Freeland. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about a variety of issues today, a variety of subjects. But one of the things that has been ongoing throughout this pandemic has been our resistance to get medical treatment or to reach out if we needed help during the pandemic. I don't know if that's because it was easy or it just made it comfortable to say, well, I'll wait until things settle down. Now, why is that important? Well, number one, when we talk about breast cancer issues, we know that those folks who work in that field say they've seen an increase in people who, in women who didn't get their mammograms, and they're worried about cancer rates. Well, what about folks in need of help with addiction-related issues? Now, that becomes even more significant these days, because there are indications that we're seeing a more, I'll say potent, for lack of a better word, form of fentanyl showing up in drug overdoses here in Allegheny County. So, did the pandemic help or hurt people in need of assistance to deal with addiction-related issues? Well, Jennifer Bloodworth of Onala Recovery Center joins me now on the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline to kind of dissect all of this. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for having me on.
So, I'm curious. Let's just start right there. I mean, I know, and even as a breast cancer survivor, there was a minute there where I didn't get my mammogram done because I used the pandemic as an excuse. For folks in need of help dealing with substance-related issues, did the pandemic become an easy way not to reach out for help?
I'm not sure that it was used as an excuse more than at any other point. The mm-hmm. big issue we saw was an increase in symptoms based on precautions taken for the COVID-19 pandemic. So things that were done to help stop the COVID-19 pandemic had this sort of double-edged sword effect in that it exacerbated the opioid epidemic right as we were kind of getting it under control after its peak in 2017 with the introduction of Narcan that really mm-hmm. decreased fatal overdose rates. So we saw a lot of isolation, which is never great for people with substance and alcohol use disorder. We saw a decreased access to health care. We saw a decrease in women entering inpatient treatment facilities due to lack of child care. We saw the technology gap really kind of show how disparate that issue is. A lot of recovery meetings moved to Zoom. A lot of healthcare moved to virtual consultations. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. people without access to technology, you know, who were isolated and in the depths of their disease, didn't have an option to access resources. And anecdotally, at Onala Recovery Center, we did see a spike in relapse among people even with long-term sobriety. But interestingly enough, we also saw a lot of people come in to recovery for the first time, again, because of that exacerbation of symptoms. I think it really kind of sped up the disease progression in some people.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, as I listen to you describe the different scenarios, here's what comes to mind, because I think that all of us on some level, whether folks want to admit it or not, but all of us on some level, I think during this pandemic, experienced moments of feeling isolated, some to a greater extent than others. And I would imagine that that feeling of isolation can go one of two ways, especially if you're dealing with addiction or addictive related behavior. On the one hand, you're feeling isolated, so you feel like you can do this thing and nobody knows about it. On the other hand, you're feeling isolated and you feel like you have to work harder to stay connected just to hold on to your sobriety.
Right, and we did see kind of both of those occur, certainly. Onala had to close its doors for the first time, really, since our founding in 1952, based on, you know, the COVID shutdown, and that was exceptionally difficult, and it had to happen a couple of times as things developed and regulations changed, and that was a really difficult time for us as an organization based in service and for our community. And luckily, you know, hope finds a way. So people really found a way to make it work and get through that. And fortunately, we were able to get through that, especially with the help from the county. Majority of our funding comes through the County Department of Human Services. We work very closely with the Allegheny County Health Department. They've been integral in our services and growth, but especially getting through this pandemic and being able to reopen our doors and not only just reopen, but expand our programming in light of what we've seen during the pandemic. So that includes monthly Narcan trainings. It includes free distribution of Narcan, various support systems and resources for both those in recovery or seeking recovery and their loved ones. And we found that to be especially important to have a support group that's proven to improve long-term sobriety.
Absolutely. We're talking with Jennifer Bloodworth. I'm hoping you can hang with us a couple more minutes. Can you? Because I want to circle back. I remember doing stories on Narcan distributions, you know, for about 4, maybe 5 years ago. And there was a lot of pushback from the community. But what I'm hearing you say is that's making a big difference. And I want to just zero in on that if you can stick around. Yes?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. We'll do that in just a second. So we are exploring what the world looks like, especially when it comes to the world of recovery, both during the pandemic and post-pandemic. Jennifer Bloodworth is our guest from the Onala Recovery Center. And I know you mentioned, Jennifer, the Narcan earlier in the conversation. And I can remember doing stories back when Narcan was first being distributed to the general public. And there were some people who would say things like, well, I'm a diabetic and I can't get my meds for free. So why should people who have addiction related issues get Narcan for free? But the realities are, it sounds like you can substantiate, or the numbers substantiate, how Narcan and its availability has literally saved people's lives.
Yes, right. So 2017, again, we saw the peak in our region of the opioid epidemic. And what really changed was the more widespread availability and use of Narcan. I'm not sure. They were using intravenous and nasal spray at that point, or injectable nasal spray. Predominantly now you see nasal spray, which has also made it a lot easier and more available. It's a much more simple application. And we hear this a lot with harm reduction efforts. So, and it's hard. I think it really stems from the misconception of what addiction is. So at Onala Recovery Center, we approach substance use disorder as a disease and not a moral failing. However, I don't think that's commonplace in general society. And what I think would help the most in combating this epidemic is for more people to understand that We are sick people trying to get better. We're not bad people, you know, trying to ruin our lives every day. We don't wake up every day and say, I'm just going to throw this away. Right. That's not a reasonable thing to think, in my opinion. So if we can really humanize this issue, and I'd also like to speak, I think all life-saving medicine should be more available. That would be great, but I don't see a point in saying, you know, one community should be decided over the other. And this is an issue. We're losing, you know, whole generations, whole sections of community, and it doesn't matter who you are. This is not an isolated incident, right? We're seeing this in all sections of our community. And the other thing that I think is important for people to understand is, I think when I talk to people about Narcan training, carrying Narcan, they say, well, I don't use opioids. You know, why would I need that? But really, we want people who aren't using opioids to have the Narcan so that they can help other people. It's not a bad thing to have a life-saving item in your bag or in your car. It's there if you need it. And you might, you know, you might go to the grocery store and see someone overdosing. It doesn't matter what circle you run with. It's happening all over.
Well, and your point is well taken. I mean, I am reminded of a moment in time when one of our competitive stations was doing a live shot, and there was a person in a truck overdosing just in that parking lot. It just so happened that they were there at that moment in time, and they really did make a difference. Final question before we let you go, because we are right on the brink of the holidays, on the holiday season. More challenging for folks dealing with a lot of the issues that we're talking about?
Certainly, yeah. I think it's hard for everyone, but it's certainly difficult for people, especially if they're new in recovery. There's a lot of celebration of different forms in the holiday. And I just want everyone to know that you don't have to be alone on the holiday just because you don't want to drink or use drugs. And family members are seeking ways in which to support loved ones in recovery. We're also available to help at Onalla Recovery Center. And I just want to say briefly, speaking on harm reduction, one of the best organizations in this city focusing on keeping people alive so that they can even have a shot at recovery is Prevention Point Pittsburgh. They currently distribute fentanyl test strips. So they distribute fentanyl test strips that help people identify if there's fentanyl in their drugs, which is important because we're seeing fentanyl present in more drugs than just heroin, and we're seeing these new forms of fentanyl. So that can help people who aren't quite ready to find recovery, but it can give them a chance to get there. They also distribute Narcan and, you know, sterile syringes, everything people need in that time where they want to stay safe but maybe aren't quite ready to stop.
And let me just get you, it is Prevention
tell me the name Point again. Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Prevention Point Pittsburgh. All right, perfect. Thanks so much for that. Thanks for joining us today. Lots of good information. And, you know, when we reached out to you initially, we were sparked by another story that was done in the local media, but the timing of this couldn't have been better. So I'm glad we did it, and I'm glad you were available. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Me too. Thank you so much, Lynn.
All right, take good care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.